little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
What do we think we're talking about? What do we mean by borderline or emotionally unstable personality disorder, which is the current trendiest?
Like they have quite extreme feelings and emotions that they find very difficult to handle within themselves, and so they have lots of problems with relationships and quite a lot of drama, I guess, as a result of it in their life.
Yeah.
Which they find very hard.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds pretty good to me. Mm. And why do you think it's on our list?
I think they've been quite draining for healthcare professionals in some ways, because whatever advice we give, they don't necessarily take, and they can be quite chaotic consultations. And certainly for my experience, you know, I'm just left thinking, I don't know where to go here. And they make me quite worried because they might have, you know, self-harming behaviours, and you never know whether the next time is going to be actually catastrophic or whether it's kind of part of it. And so I think they're really hard to manage risk-wise, and they just leave you feeling really uneasy is the only word to describe.
Yeah. Okay. Any other initial observations?
It's a bit disheartening sometimes because you think it's very difficult to try and, you don't, I'm honest that to doubt people can really change, you just worry that they're not going to, things aren't going to get better. And it's very difficult to manage really.
Seem to start in early life, and there seems on the whole to have been often a distressing emotional circumstance in their life that they've had little control over.
Yep.
That potentially can be the initial trigger for it. But often they don't share that with you, and all you've got is the complexities of their life that they share with you at the time.
So there's often lots of content, isn't there? And lots of emotion. And lots of not quite understandable or paradoxical or, you know. I mean, I think the reason a psychiatrist call them personality is because personality is thought to be, at least in part, less mutable, less changeable, that our basic way of operating in the world has some fixedness to it. And this is why I guess they're called personality disorders, or rather than a neurotic or a psychotic type of illness, if you wanted to think of it that way. That doesn't mean, however, that people with this sort of difficulty, emotional regulation, emotional distance, attachment, can't learn to navigate the world more successfully in ways that cause them and other people around them less harm. I think the reason they come up on lists like this is because of what they invite in us. So I try and avoid the phrase, you know, it makes me, because no one is making me, potentially. But it can invite and invoke and certainly press buttons in us. And those buttons are all around. I mean, there are emotionally unstable personality disorder doctors. They definitely exist. Probably relatively high functioning because, you know, they managed to convince folk to give them degrees and stuff. But, you know, we all bring our stuff in the room, okay? And some of the things that we may bring, you know, we value sort of consistency and logic to some extent. And quite a lot of us feel that we're here to try and do something. And particularly do something good. And these are things that may be not easy with patients with this particular set of difficulties. Largely because, you know, if real shit happens to you, I'm sorry, this is no good for this tape. If really bad things...
I'll take that out, don't worry.
If really bad things happen to you, they have profound effects on the way you think about the world and the way you can operate in the world. If you're abused you had no control over that, and it warps your sense of what love is or what attachment is or what reliability is or what truth is. You know, those things are very, very difficult to recover from. And then they organize in ways that people may not fully understand the way they operate in relation to yourself. So one of the things is people that say how much they love you, how much they value what you do for them, and then in a later phase, cut their wrists or damage themselves or tell other workers how rubbish my GP is and they don't care and they haven't done anything to help me. And these are difficult things for us. We're used to people valuing us, and we put a lot of effort in, and we're well paid for it, but we put a lot of ourselves in if we're any good. And then when it's all spat back at us, or every time there's a crisis, we expend a lot of emotional and physical and often temporal resource, and then it does no good, and we're back around the same loop. We feel very frustrated, or sometimes angry, sometimes deserted, sometimes confused, and these things are all difficult for us. So I guess there's two things, I suppose, in the remaining little bit of time. One is to think about how we can be more useful to patients like this. And the other is, how can we look after ourselves?
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.